The intricate relationships between biblical figures and the deeper meanings revealed through Hebrew terminology provide fascinating insights into both genealogy and spiritual authority. This analysis begins with a crucial correction to a common misinterpretation of Genesis 49:26, where the Hebrew term Lerosh Yosef has traditionally been understood as Joseph's blessing. However, careful examination reveals this blessing actually pertains to Zerah, fundamentally shifting our understanding of this critical passage. Torah genealogical framework confirmed Joseph was Reuben's son, while Zerah's lineage illustrate Judah's DNA manifested Israel's DNA. This distinction proves crucial for understanding the subsequent spiritual and theological implications which unfold throughout the biblical narrative. The careful delineation of these family lines provides the foundation for understanding the complex interplay of blessings and divine appointments. The Hebrew term barakat carries particular significance in this analysis, as it correlates with zakar in representing masculinity. Genesis 49:26 makes a critical distinction between two types of masculine identity, zakar hauri and zakar abik. This differentiation becomes especially meaningful in the context of divine encounters, as represented by the term gabaru al, describes God's face-to-face meeting with the two masculine identities, resulting in two distinct divine actions: the crushing of Joseph's head, identified with Zakar Hauri, and the enlightenment of Zerah's soul from divine intelligence. The parallel structure found in Genesis 27:29 and Genesis 49:26 confirm this interpretation when both beginning have the Hebrew word lak and centered on the phrase hu gabir le'akik. This linguistic parallel isn't merely coincidental but reinforces the interconnected meanings, providing a framework for understanding the divine purpose in establishing different spiritual authorities. The narrative takes a significant turn when examining Moshe's experience on Mount Sinai, thus Exodus 34:28. Specifically, confirm Moshe neither consumed meat nor had a water well around during his time at the mountain. The Hebrew term lomaim takes on special significance here, represent zakar abik, which in turn represent Zerah identical Moshe. This connection confirmed Moshe a spiritual successor from Israel lineage and provides insight into the nature of his divine appointment. Genesis 7:4 illustrate 40 days and 40 nights of rain, which acquire new meaning when viewed linked. 40 days and 40 nights Moshe spent at Mount Sinai. Thus, rain serves as divine provision, enabled Moshe survived during his extended stay at Mount Sinai. This logic leads to a revelation. Moshe's true lineage come from Judah's YY DNA rather than the Levites' Baal Y as traditionally understood. Thus, Israelites' priesthood structure come from Aaron's wife born Moshe descendant, since God did not allow Zakar Hauri identical Aaron to increase when God killed Nadab and Abihu. Exodus 28:1 illustrate God tasked Aaron's sons to become lekohanuli, not high priest. Numbers 18:7 illustrate the Hebrew term vahazar hagareb yaumet, which means do not approach toward kadosh kadoshim, otherwise perished. Thus, understand God appoint Aaron's sons to perform the task loads of the tent of meeting, and God destroyed Aaron before Eleazar, Moshe's son. Numbers 3:32 illustrate Moshe appoint Eleazar to perform high priest responsibility, thus aspect Zerah, represent head chieftain of the Levites tribe when Joshua represent Zerah Moshe. The text provides several crucial insights regarding religious leadership and priesthood organization. The Hebrew term Yahya is identified with Aaron, yet associated with Esau. Thus, Torah illustrate priesthood's origins are come from Moses' lineage, while the Levites' role were established as handlers of temple-related tasks. The connection extends into the New Testament, with Yahya, John the Baptist, identical Aaron, was portrayed as preceding Jesus, who represent identical Moshe, collectively described as Aben Yisrael, the Redeemer of Israel. This connection suggests a continuous line of spiritual authority spanning from the patriarchal period through the time of Jesus. The implications of these connections challenge traditional understandings of biblical genealogy and religious authority, The careful analysis of Hebrew terminology and parallel passages reveals a more nuanced picture of how spiritual authority was established and transmitted through generations. Torah logic confirmed Moses' DNA come from Judah's line rather than Levi's that has been historically misunderstood. This interpretation provides a framework for understanding how divine authority was established and maintained throughout biblical history. The careful attention to Hebrew terminology and parallel passages reveals connections, offering new insights into familiar stories and relationships between key religious figures. These insights suggest a more complex and interrelated structure of spiritual authority than traditionally recognized. The analysis demonstrates the importance of careful examination of original Hebrew terms and their contextual meanings. By understanding these linguistic and theological connections, we gain a deeper appreciation for the complexity of biblical narrative and its implications for religious authority and leadership. This understanding challenges us to reconsider traditional interpretations and opens new avenues for theological reflection and biblical scholarship. I hope this episode have enlightened your heart better understand Torah truth. Until next episode, stay blessed.